from 88.3 WXUT, the University of Toledo's campus radio station. Here's the news. I'm Ben Morse. Your top of the hour news update was recorded on November 19th at 9:30 a.m. In local and state news, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said a Democratic presidential candidate can win Ohio in 2020 with a message about, quote, the dignity of work. President Donald Trump won in Ohio in 2016 by a margin of around 8 points. Brown spoke on Meet the Press on Sunday.
A lot of labor activists, a lot of Democratic Party activists, a lot of citizens that think that a message, not just a message, but a career of fighting for workers, where the dignity, I won my election because I talk about the dignity of work, whether you swipe a badge or punch a clock, whether you work for tips or whether you are working a salary, whether you're taking care of parents and aging parents or raising children. We don't pay enough attention to the dignity of work. Too many people in this country work hard every day, pay their dues, never get ahead, don't have the kind of retirement security they should. That's why I won Ohio. Whether I run or not, I'm hopeful that narrative, that message, begins to be part of that narrative, be part of the narrative in, among my colleagues who want to be president, who've dreamed of it, frankly, for longer than I have.
Brown, the Democrat who came out on top in a red election night in Ohio, has been mulling over a 2020 presidential run in recent days. In national news, the manual recounts in Florida for Senator and Agriculture Commissioner are over. Republican Rick Scott won the Senate race. Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is out. Nikki Fried, a Democrat, won the race for Agriculture Commissioner. And California authorities raised the death toll of the Camp Fire to at least 77. It's the state's deadliest wildfire on record. In international news, the CIA concluded Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. As Mark Landler of the New York Times reports, President Donald Trump, who had once condemned the Saudi leaders for perpetrating the worst cover-up in history, praised Saudi Arabia this weekend as a truly spectacular ally. The White House is set to produce its own report on Khashoggi's death. Trump wants to wait for this report, due on Tuesday, before deciding how to assign blame. That's the news. I'm Ben Morse.